Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Last year, I was on the phone with my 92-year-old mom, and I mentioned I was going to watch the Academy Awards, the Oscars. She replied that she wasn't one of those idiots that watch that. Thanks, Mom. She pretty much sees Hollywood as being synonymous with liberal politics. Ironically, she really influenced my appreciation of motion pictures. My earliest movie memory is Shane, although I only remember the experience, not the movie. She took me to see classics like Ben-Hur. She took me to see movies she didn't really want to see, like 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. But the whole topic of the movies has become political and polarizing. I found a great article, How to Argue About the Academy Awards Like a Political Hack. It was written by Tyler Smith in March 2018. It contains something to offend both liberals and conservatives alike, so I hope you enjoy it. Smith writes, "Don't misunderstand, I love film, I just hate what Oscar season has become. Historically, it was a tinsely time of year when very important films got their due, standout performances were rewarded, viewers at home got to see their favorite stars dressed up to the nines. Lately, though, Oscar season has become notable, not just for red carpet appearances, but because it's increasingly an occasion when partisanship washes away any hope of nuanced conversation about the movies. On the left, a film either embraces the latest socio-political cause or it's simply wrong-headed. This is especially true of Academy Award hopefuls, which are subjected to a battery of trials to measure how progressive they are. Films without prominent roles for women or people of color, for instance, are problematic. On the right, it's not at all rare to hear conservatives shrug off a nominated movie as something that they haven't even heard of, as though their ignorance is itself a nuanced critique. Others comb through the nominated films to find any trace of liberalism as proof of Hollywood's bias. If a film isn't exactly what they want, it isn't worth seeing. And their politics keep them from being interested, then those that might be interested must only be so for political reasons. Surely it couldn't be because the films are actually compelling. What do these lazy, knee-jerk, partisan approaches to film look like when applied to the slate of Oscar nominees? Smith goes on to review the top movies from last year, first from a left, then on a right perspective, and the result is hilarious, at least to me. He writes, if we approach these films by first seeing how they affirm or offend our own political sensibilities, then our well of empathy begins to run dry. We cut ourselves off from the transformative nature of art. Suddenly, we can't feel for the soldiers in Dunkirk because there aren't any women on screen. We can't celebrate the journalistic achievements of The Post because of what that might imply about the Trump era. It goes on and on like this until we eventually come to approach every film with our blinders on and our guard up. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.